Yes, good morning again on this Monday morning. I hope that you had a blessed day yesterday and a good night. And now this morning, we look to the Lord. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one that gives us life and breath each day. And let's be thankful to Him, and let's give Him all the praise and the glory that He deserves. My name is Jody, and I want to welcome you here to the Daily Inspiration this morning. And, you know, I've said this before, but I know that our inspiration, it comes from God, and it's in His Word. And so there is a great inspiration in God's Word, and I trust that you are experiencing that, just like every person on this earth that goes to God's Word and looks for instruction and for direction from the God of heaven. He gives it to us right here in His Word. And so I am thankful this morning for the Bible. I think about other countries and places where people don't have access to the Word of God. And you know, we just don't know what that's like. We don't know anything about that. It seems like in this country, it's so easy to have a Bible. And some people, even if they don't have a Bible on their shelf, it seems like they have the Bible on a CD and different things. It seems like the technology today has just gone kind of incredible. But anyways, what we have is the very most precious thing. If we just could realize how precious God's Word is, it is a very fine treasure that we have. And so please don't ever get discouraged with God's Word or the teachings that we have straight from God. He's given to us. He's preserved it over the years. I don't know why we have it and others don't. I'm not quite sure. I don't understand all that. But we can pray that God would get His Word into other countries. And if you ever have opportunity to purchase Bibles to send into countries, closed countries, or places where they just don't have the Bible, I would encourage you to do that. You couldn't give anybody a more perfect gift than to place God's Word in their hands, and they can learn about God in their own language. It's a blessing. And I just want to just think about that just a little bit, and that we might be able to stir up each other to be encouraged to have a grateful heart that we have the Bible here. It's a great blessing. So we were in Matthew chapter 5. We're looking at the teachings of Jesus. And remember, we were talking about a kingdom. He's representing now a kingdom that is so different than the kingdoms of this world, and He calls it the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is where Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, He is king, and all the kingdoms of this world are going to become His kingdom. Right now, we're in a time period when there are kingdoms of this world. There are kingdoms of darkness, and there's much around us, as we are so easily reminded. There's darkness all around us. There are all kinds of evil things that are happening, and we see it. I know that you see it just as easily as those that are in the world know. There is a kingdom of darkness that is set up. It's kingdom here, and we see that daily. But there's good news. We serve a king that is of a different kingdom. It's the kingdom of heaven, and we can participate in that kingdom and be blessed. And so today I want to continue looking at these what we might call the Beatitudes or Sermon on the Mount. And I realized that in the short time of a week we could never go through chapter 5, 6, and 7 here. But there's some things here just I'd like to share, and as long as the Lord leads me to share out of these passages, I will, but we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. But we read the first 12 verses yesterday, and again, I want to encourage you to go back and read them. You can't, I don't know that we can absorb all this in just one little reading and just going through it one time. Read it over and over again. And as I said before, be thinking about who is Jesus talking to here. Who is it that Jesus is talking to? And I want to answer that question with you today. I believe He's talking to those that were listening. and those that are desirous to be a part of His kingdom. And that would include you and I today. Praise God that He has made a way for us also to be part of the kingdom of heaven. It's a different kingdom. It looks so different than the kingdoms of this world. And it runs so much different than what we're used to in these earthly kingdoms. Okay, so we read those, and I just encourage you to go back and read through them again. For time's sake, I just want to keep going here. We were stopping there in verse 12 yesterday, and I just would like to recap that. He says in verse 10, he says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Now, you know, people get persecuted on this earth for many different things. You can get persecuted for all kinds of different manner of things. But Jesus is getting very specific here, and He's saying, if you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, He's saying, you'll be blessed. You'll be happy. If you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You're going to be a part of that kingdom if you're persecuted for righteousness. Okay, and verse 11 says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." God is talking here through His Son Jesus. He's speaking to those that want to be a part of His kingdom and want to let Him rule their lives, and they want to be the ones that allow Him to work in their hearts and to let them be ambassadors or a representative, somebody that represents another place. And that place would be the kingdom of heaven. And you know what an ambassador is. If there's an ambassador from Africa here in the United States, well, he's representing his country. He is there to have a voice for his country, for his way of life. And it's a representative, somebody that is representing that country. And that's what the Bible calls us to be. God wants us to be ambassadors for Christ. We want to represent the kingdom of heaven right here in a different kingdom, the kingdom of this world. And so you and I can be ambassadors. That's who he's talking to here. He's talking to those that want to thirst after righteousness, that want to be merciful, that want to be pure in heart, that want to be peacemakers, the ones that are poor in spirit, the ones that are mourning. God wants those, that would be us, that are wanting these things, to be a part of His kingdom, be ambassadors for Him. So He goes on to say here that if you're persecuted for His kingdom, for righteousness' sake, you can rejoice. You can rejoice, and I can rejoice. And Lord willing, we'll do that as we keep our eyes on Him. Verse 13 now, He says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." So it's interesting here. Now he's saying, okay, now we need to link this together with who he's talking to. That's why I wanted us to think about who is he talking to? Because he says now in verse 13, "Ye are the salt of the earth." So he's not just talking to anybody here. He's not talking about just a human that's walking on this earth, somebody that's alive and breathing today. That's not who he's talking to. He's talking about those who are interested in his kingdom and are seeking first the kingdom of God. Those that are wanting to have these things in their lives. And I think he's explaining that quite well here. He's talking about the ones that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And God is giving us here some of the things that we would be desirous of to be in his kingdom. And now he's saying, okay, those of you that are going to be blessed, because of these things that just were mentioned. You are the salt of the earth. Now, you think about salt for a little bit. There's a lot of different things you can say about salt. Salt is a, kind of an interesting spice. Salt is has many good characteristics, and I know you can, even as I'm speaking, you're probably thinking of several things what salt is. I think it's probably in every household, at least in the United States. It seems like we use salt, and salt does a different manner of things. One thing that I know that people are aware of that don't have electricity, maybe, or the modern ways of preserving food, salt is a good preservative. Salt can preserve meat and different things. It has that nature, that character to it, of preserving salt. But what Jesus is talking about here, he says, you are, or ye are, the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Now, he's talking about savor here, something that's tasting. You know what salt does to our food. It enhances, it brings out things in the food that you wouldn't taste otherwise, and you know in the book of Job, it talks about how the white of the egg wouldn't have any flavor without salt. You can look that up sometime. Salt, even Job knew, was something that you could add to food, and it really enhances it and brings out different flavors. Now, if you think about that, if you think about the Christians, the ones that are ambassadors for God through Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? He wants us to be salt. He wants us to go out into this world and make an influence on the world that brings out the kingdom of heaven. Something that they might miss otherwise. But he wants to bring salt, to bring these things out. And you know, as you can just cook a piece of meat, say, for example. Just put some meat on the grill or on the stove there and cook it up. And if you don't put salt on there, well, it might taste pretty good. But if you put a little bit of salt in there, it just brings out a rich, full flavor. And you see, that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to come and bring out a rich, richness, fullness of God's kingdom that people would be able to taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay? And so I believe that here he's talking about the character of salt that brings out flavor. It brings it out. It's very good. And I know that we all want to be that. We all want to be salt in that way. To bring out the goodness of God's kingdom, to bring out the flavors of God, the goodness and kindness and the wonderfulness of God. As we live here on this earth, he's saying, you are the salt of the world. But I think there's also a warning here. He's saying, be careful. Be careful. Because if salt loses its savor, well, then it's really good for nothing. And it's to be trodden under the foot of men. Now, I don't know. I really don't know if salt loses its savor. I suppose it would, given time or different circumstances. Maybe it loses its savor. But the point here is that if salt doesn't have that savor to it, then it's worthless. And he just said, "You are the salt of the earth." So I believe he's trying to emphasize here: be careful that you don't lose your savor. Be careful that you don't get caught up in the things of this world. And the things of this kingdom here, that you start to lose your savor. You start to lose those things that God put us here for. I don't believe there's any of us that would want to be accused of losing our savor. So be careful, brother. Be careful that you don't lose your savor. So what does it mean to lose your savor? Well, I'd like you to think about that. And see what your conclusions are. What does it mean if salt loses savor? How does that apply to me? What does that mean? And I think you'll find that if you're honest with yourself and you ask the questions and you search God's Word, you'll see what he's talking about there. And I think we have some ideas without even really studying. But we need to be careful. Let's not lose our savor. Let's not become something that is only good to be trodden and trampled underfoot. Let's be the salt of this world, the salt of the earth, that we could be a blessing to God as we're ambassadors for Him in Christ Jesus. God bless you today. I want you to think about these things today. It's been a blessing for me to meditate on these scriptures and to just think about what Jesus is saying. And may it be a blessing to you today as you think about that. I pray that God would bless your day today and that you would be salt of the earth. God bless you.